I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then officially it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get them emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can ask me anything. All right, I'm going to get to this more good news from Miami here in a minute. Well, for America, really, but... The headline is McConnell remains silent on Biden's speech attacking the MAGA movement. I need to explain something. I'm not sure how this is going to work. I'm not sure where this is going, but I want you to walk through this with me, and I think we can all agree it's probably not going anywhere good anytime soon. And this is what I mean. Donald Trump, we've had this talk before. Donald Trump was a system disruptor, what I call a system disruptor. These are common throughout history. You can look at several times throughout history where a nation where its system of every part of it, the government's, the business, the nation's just rotting. It's just rotting. It's very rotted, very corrupt. Oftentimes, just like in our country now, the corruption's right in your face. It's right out in the open. And along comes somebody who sounds different. He's not from inside of it, and he goes in and at least acts like he wants to blow the whole thing up. I want to blow up the system. That's Donald Trump, a system disruptor. Yes, they impede. They almost always react to system disruptors the same way they've reacted and are still reacting to Trump. The system treats it as if they just swallowed, they just took a big old sip of rotted chunky milk. And they have to spit it out of their mouths as fast as that's why the effort to get Trump is never ending. There's something about system disruptors. They frighten corrupted systems badly. It's, in my opinion, not only a huge part of his appeal, it's a huge notch in the pro column when it comes to Trump. The system is scared to death of him. They're scared to death of him, right? Well, that brings us to Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is part of that system. And understand that Mitch McConnell has a wonderful life being part of that system. Yeah, he's not a Democrat. Yeah, Mitch McConnell, and I've credited him for this before, was instrumental in getting all these judges passed through. Mitch McConnell was great. Mitch McConnell's part of the reason we have a Supreme Court. So I'm not even a McConnell's the enemy at all times guy, but Mitch McConnell is still part of that system. In fact, so many of the older Republicans, the Romneys and those types, they were part of that system. Whatever part of it you want to argue they were part of the system. Well, guess what? They don't like a system disruptor any more than the Democrats like a system disruptor. That brings us that. Okay, that's what it was. Now let's talk about what it is. Joe Biden, I'm not going to play it for you again, but Joe Biden got up. We played it. We carried it live on the show. He got up and gave the nastiest speech any president has given in the history of the United States of America. It's not even close. It's not the first time he's done something like that either. Just pointing his finger to huge portions of the country and calling them the enemy, a threat to democracy. Well, and this is hard to accept, Mitch McConnell feels the same way. And let me explain. Mitch McConnell and that older GOP, the Bush wing, these guys of the GOP, the guys who, Lindsey Graham and all these other losers in the Republican Party, they understand they have been part of a very, very exclusive club for a very long time. It's a good life to be in the higher ranks of power for either political party. Let's be honest. Let's be practical about what it means, man. It's, what are you having for dinner tonight? In the Kelly household, I will tell you, I volunteered to actually make dinner tonight. It'll be a little late, but I volunteered to make dinner tonight. I'm going to get Velveeta shells and cheese, and I'm going to get some burger. I already have burger at the house, and I'm going to make cheeseburger mac with the Velveeta shells and cheese. They're not eating Velveeta shells and cheese when you're at the higher ranks of Republican power, all right? They've been part of a club. It feels good to be in that in crowd, whether you're a politician or a writer. It feels good. You get invited to fancy events and private planes and steak dinners. People will pay you money just to hang out with you. It's a good life. Trump's people, the more America first, more non-interventionalist, more secure the border, a totally different GOP. Trump's people mean that Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, these types of guys, they understand now they're not kicked out of the club yet, but they feel like the time is coming where they're going to show up to their fancy locker and the fancy lounge they have in the club with the comfortable chairs and the 15-year-old scotch. And they're going to see a letter attached to their locker saying, have this thing cleaned out by tomorrow, you're gone. The GOP establishment hates your guts. They mock you. They hate you more than actually the communists do. They genuinely hate you because the communists, like Cory Booker or some loser like that, yeah, he thinks you're crazy and he hates you. But you're not trying to kick Cory Booker out of a club because he's in a different club. He has his own Democrat club. Mitch McConnell, you're trying to kick him out of a club that is a very, very good life. Mitch McConnell didn't have anything to say about Joe Biden attacking MAGA Republicans as a threat to democracy because Mitch McConnell agrees with him. Now he's staying silent because he understands if he says that publicly, that'll probably cost you his next election in Kentucky. Kentucky Republicans are just, they're Trump people. They're Trump people. Trump's the most popular Republican in America. You can't come out and be hardcore anti-Trump as an elected official and expect to keep your job. So what do? You just keep quiet. You know what's even worse? Bet you money. Mitch McConnell was having himself a steak and a scotch with at least one or two Democrats that night, snickering and agreeing with everything Biden said. Oh, don't get me wrong. They probably all talked about how politically stupid it was. But Mitch McConnell wasn't sitting there saying, no, you don't know Tom. He works construction in the Midwest. He loves his family. Goes to church on Sunday. He's not a threat to democracy. He's America. Oh, no. He was sitting there right there with Joe Biden saying, yeah, you're right. They are kind of ignorant scum, right? I bet they think there's something weird about a bunch of ballots being turned in at 3 a.m. that all of a sudden give Joe Biden the lead. What idiots. They all feel the exact same way. Dirt balls. Oh, I did enjoy this, though. I really, really enjoy this. Remember how earlier we were talking about John Kerry and how they feel like they're kings and queens and you're a peasant? Here you go.
17% of Americans have, according to this Gallup poll, have canceled vacations or traveled less. President's been to his beach house 6 times this year. Has the president himself considered personally reducing his spending because of inflation, or had the administration reduce spending?
So can I'll say this. The times that the president has gone to Delaware, not including, and we were very clear that when he went to South Carolina in August and Rehoboth, he was going to go spend time with his family, which every president does. That is not unusual. That is not uncommon to do. And the president has a right to spend time with his family, just like every other American across the country. And so that was that piece of what occurred in August. As it relates to trips that he's made to Delaware, look, the way we see that is the president could be president anywhere. He can work from the residence. He can work from the Oval Office. He can work from Delaware, and that is the work. That is what he's able to do as president of the United States.
It would not occur to Joe Biden to skip a vacation. One, he has to go home and probably get all the secret medication they're putting him on up in Delaware. Don't tell me there's not something dirty going on up in Delaware. But two, it just wouldn't occur to him to cancel a vacation. You peasants, you cancel vacations. The kings and queens do not. It's off to the countryside, sweetie, for another picnic. Who cares what the peasants are doing? That's how they think about you. All right, we have good news. You ready for some more good news? I'll give you that in a second before I give you this good news, or after I give you this good news about your feet. No, I don't care about your feet. Actually, please don't ever send pictures of your feet. I don't care about your feet, but I will tell you this. My pillow will help your feet. When you're walking around your house, what do you have on? You need to be having on some, not slippers, good slippers. If you're going to use slides or sandals, use good slides or sandals. Moccasins. Use good moccasins. The footwear you wear around the house affects your feet, your knees, your back, just like the shoes you wear all day long. Why do you have a $5 pair of sandals at your house when you could have MyPillow put products on your feet that have been heavily researched? They guarantee you're going to love them. 60-day money-back guarantee, and they have a screaming sale right now. To get it, you have to go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday night. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I see a lot of this. Well, look, here's a good example. Steve Bannon, I told you this last night, that Steve Bannon, after being pardoned by Trump, that a New York AG was planning on arresting him. Today, he got arrested. We got arrested on camera and frog marched on camera. And I see so much outrage over on the right out there right now. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. This is political prosecution. This is, yes, all that's true. All that's true. You know what I don't see, though? I don't see a single Republican DA across the country placing a Democrat politician or Democrat political operative under arrest. Not one. Do you think the communist is going to stop? If the communist feels this comfortable doing these things out in the open, they're raiding Trump's home, they're arresting Steve Bannon, they've locked up the January 6th political prisoners and thrown away the key. If they feel this comfortable doing these things, maybe it's time to start asking why. And you can point to the communist and point out his evil nature all you want. All that stuff's true. Well, he's evil. He uses power. He does. Yes. All that stuff's true. But why does he feel safe doing these things? Why doesn't the GOP make him afraid? Why is the communist completely 100% unafraid of the GOP using their legal power to go after their people? Why? Whose fault is it? I've brought it up before. I'll bring it up again. If a dog keeps biting my son in the neighborhood, if the dog bites my son one time, it's the dog's fault. About the third or fourth time the dog bites my son, it's my fault. The dog clearly has proven its nature is to bite. It's a violent dog. It's going to bite. If I, my son's father, have never done anything to the dog to make the dog afraid, I'm a bad father. It ceases becoming the dog's fault. It's now my fault. If these political persecutions continue happening in the country, you and me, we can yell and scream about the communists till we're blue in the face. If they're not afraid, it's time to start looking at our own people and asking why. I saw someone today say something about the Black Lives Matter. It was someone, Stephen Miller from Trump's administration, who I actually like, by the way, but he said something about, can you imagine if Black Lives Matter, if any GOP organization's books look like Black Lives Matter's books, what would happen to them? Well, I don't have to imagine. When Black Lives Matter, when those animals were burning down American cities, we had a Republican administration. We had a Republican AG. You know what they did about Black Lives Matter? They wouldn't even say the name. They wouldn't even name Black Lives Matter publicly for over a month. That's right. They thought I forgot. I remember. It was all Antifa. Oh, these Antifa guys. Antifa. It was Antifa and Black Lives Matter, but they wouldn't even name Black Lives Matter for over a month. The, quote, Republican AG, Bill Barr. You know what he did to him? Nothing. Not a thing. It's time to start asking ourselves why they feel so comfortable. Why do they feel so comfortable doing these things to us over and over and over and over and over again? Maybe eventually we have to acknowledge it's our fault. And eventually, when I bring that up, I get this from people. Oh, Jesse, that's not who we are. As aren't our principles. We can't sink to their level. Okay? You like being free, right? You're an American. Probably talk about freedom. You've certainly sung the national anthem how many times? Free, free, freedom this, liberty, land of the free. You like all that? Okay? That's good. That's good. I'm glad you like freedom. That's good. Let me ask you something very pointedly. How'd you get that freedom? Did the founding fathers of this nation, did they live and let live their way to your freedom? Hey, hands off. Do you think, let me ask you something. Do you think the Constitution is what gave you your freedom? You know what the Constitution is? Piece of paper. You know what the Constitution would have been without brave men shooting other people in the face? A treasonous document that the British would hold up in a museum to this day. To this day, we would be a British colony, and they would hold up this document. It would be a museum relic collecting dust. Hey, look at those idiot traitors, what they tried to do one time. What losers. You have your freedom because brave men went and shot people in the face for it. You have freedom when you take it from the people who want to take it from you. You have to earn your freedom. Now, thankfully, we don't have to shoot anybody in the face. And I hope we never get to that point. But we had better start getting very, very aggressive within the law with how we use whatever power we have. Hear me and hear me now. And I don't care if this offends you. Freedom is not something you acquire by practicing it. It is not something you acquire by practicing it. If there's somebody who wants to take it from you, you better find a way to hurt him and until he decides he doesn't want to take it from you anymore. You cannot live and let live your way out of communism. The appropriate response to Donald Trump having his home raided is not saying, can you imagine if we did it? It's not saying, this is hypocrisy. It's going out, finding the most bloodthirsty right-wing DA in the country, find a local Democrat and have a SWAT team kick in his door and march him off to jail on TV. Call the Jesse Kelly Show. We will show up with a camera if you're worried about it getting publicity. More than happy to chip in and help. I don't expect you to love that. Because this is some of the resistance to what I just said is the fact you don't want to live in that country. Man, neither do I. I don't love that. That sucks. I hate that that's where we've gone now. But your opinion or my opinion on the era in which we live, you know what it's worth? Nothing. It's worth nothing. You don't get a vote. I don't get a vote. This is the era we've been given. We either take the keys to the country and just hand them to these demonic communists and let them finish us off, or we will start getting aggressive with whatever power we have and responding in kind. If the dog is still biting my son, it's my fault. if the communists in this country are still completely comfortable abusing every GOP political operative they can find, it has officially become the GOP's fault. Period. End of story. Make them fear doing that to you or quit your whining. All right. I did have good news. I have good news. I'll tell you next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, who do you love? It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ready for some good news? Ready to have a lesson in playing offense? Why we can't live and let live our way out of this, why we have to use state power, whatever state power we have, against our enemies. Headline, Miami-Dade County cancels LGBTQ History Month for schools in order to comply with DeSantis's Parental Rights in Education bill. There are a lot of kids in Miami who are going to be saturated with that for a month. Because somebody in Florida, not just Heavy D, but the legislature, want to make sure they get credit too, because they decided that's not what kids should be learning in school, they went out and they banned it. And now those kids, they might actually learn, oh, I don't know, math that month. Maybe even reading. And I know you'd probably rather your child go off to school and learn that he should chop his penis off and become a woman, but those kids, they might even do some English class. I bet they'll read books. It'll be wild. You see, I'm not thrilled about our state of affairs either. I'm tiny government guy. That's what I want. I want government teeny tiny and the people to be free. I'm not naive, though. I understand the era in which we live requires us to take the tiny bit of cultural power we have left, that state and local power, and use it to protect ourselves and protect our way of life. All right. All right. Let's get to a couple emails. I promised an email roundup, Chris. I'll be honest. I've fallen a little short. I think I've done like two emails. You know what? I've got a question. I don't know Heavy D. I know some people around him. I'm going to send him a text here real quick. I wonder if he's on Chop. I bet he is. I bet he's one of the only high T GOP Republicans. He's one of the only high T Republicans we have in the country. I bet Heavy D takes his male vitality stack every single day. 20% increase in testosterone levels in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. Not put away the medicines. Stop going to the doctor. Don't inject yourself with stuff. Natural herbal supplements. Ladies, female vitality stack. You ready for more energy? Better sleep? Less fat? Not calling you fat. I know you look good. You look good. Not calling you fat, but less fat if you maybe had some. Try female vitality stack. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. choq.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off the entire store. All right, I did enjoy this one out of Australia.
Would the minister please explain into the...
Australian accents are the best. They are, Chris. You know it's true.
Australian people, what net zero emissions actually means in layman's terms.
I'm not sure how to explain it other than to say it means net zero. There's I mean, I think, and I understand that the senator. It's one of those situations. I'll think through if I can provide an explanation to make it clearer than that. But to me, the words net zero are quite clear.
They're quite clear. Net zero. They plan on reducing you. Remember that. All right, email roundup time. Chris, Jesse, hold up. Wait a minute. How are you anti-fish but pro-red lobster and shellfish? I heard you speaking highly of shrimp scampi. Shellfish are merely scavengers of the sea world. Says, I love you, bud. Stay handsome. Shrimp and scallops, crab, even lobster, so much better than garbage fish. It's not even the same thing. Too bad you can't enjoy any of those, Chris. Dear fellow fly maimer and killer, I used to live in Portugal. I hate flies, especially when I'm eating. I would warn them first, but promised to kill them if they bothered me. Darn things never listen. So I caught a spider one day and took him home. Then I would catch flies out of the air and shake them in my closed fist and throw them in a glass jar. I would place the jar upside down over my spider's jar and watch her eat them. Pure joy. She got absolutely huge from flies. Says I can say his name. His name is Christian the Fly Killer. I love that. I normally don't read the nicknames, but that's too good. Chris, did I ever tell you we used to do that with the wolf spider? And look, I'm gonna sound like my old man at this point in time. I'm gonna do it back in my day, but you really do have to understand how different it was. I'm only 41, but there were no cell phones then, or it was the very early day of cell phones. So there were no smartphones. There's no pads. I mean, we had computers, but that really wasn't what you did when you got together with the boys. You went out. Play basketball, hide and seek, find a trampoline. Maybe you leave a bag of flaming dog poop on somebody's porch and ring the doorbell. Don't do that. But that you did those things when you were a kid. So you're bored a lot. And it's good to be bored. I need to stress this. It's good to have your children in situations where they're bored. And you'll know you're parenting well when you see your kids thrive in those situations. You know, we monitor the screen time for our kids, but there are days, I mean, they're such good kids. Their grades are good. They're responsible. They don't whine. There are some days, maybe it's a Saturday or Sunday, they've been busting their butts, running hard, doing cross country, things like that. I'll say, you know what? Go. Few hours. Go. Just do your thing. And they'll go zone out on them. But then at the end of that, I'll get panicky and I'll say to myself, uh-oh, am I ruining my kids? He just, it was too much screen time. But then I'll take them fishing or someplace like that where you have extended periods of boredom. And I watch them thrive, and I think, oh, they're fine. It's good to learn how to be bored. Anyway, me and a buddy used to go out to my garage when I was a kid up in Montana, and we had these big old fat wolf spiders up there, and there was a big one. And he had this huge net right in our garage. So we would go catch grasshoppers. There were grasshoppers all over the place. And you go grab this grasshopper, and we would go up to the net. The net was taller than us, 15 feet, I would say. It was up there. Maybe that's too tall, maybe 10. I'm doing it from a kid's perspective. We would throw the grasshopper into the net. And look, when you're a young boy, this is great fun, wonderful fun. The ladies are all cringing right now. The dudes are all like, yeah, that would be sweet. I guarantee it. Anyway, the spider, we would watch him. He wasn't shy. We would just stand there watching him. Beep, 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 beep. That's the sound the spider makes when he goes down the net. Beep, 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 beep. He comes down the net and immediately starts wrapping up the grasshopper. Spiders are such fascinating, amazing creatures. Wraps him up, and he's so fast, the way his legs are moving. It was fascinating. Soon the spider has the grasshopper, who's still alive, wrapped all the way up in a spider's web. Tell me that's not like the worst way to go ever. And from there, he would take the grasshopper and pull him back up into the corner where he hung out. And that was kind of the end of the show, because they'd just kind of be sitting up there. We'd leave and we'd come back. Hour or two later, the grasshopper's shell would be on the ground in the garage underneath the net, still obviously wrapped all the way up, but would have two holes in him somewhere, and he was empty. The spider, boom, sunk his fangs in there and sucked him dry. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Jesse, I live in Birmingham, Alabama.
listening to your show Friday night on the way back from the gym and heard you sing the praises of Bama's beautiful beaches. Oh, I'm going to be getting in trouble. Keep that on the down low. He says, I knew it was coming. It's hard enough to get a quality rental in Orange Beach or Gulf Shores without adding outsiders to the mix. But if you ever head down, welcome, sir. Check out Villaggio's Florida Bama Yacht Club or newer to the scene, Food Craft. Have a great weekend. I don't think a yacht club is probably where I belong, Chris. Chris, I would be let in, Chris. I'll have you know, the wife got me some boat shoes. I have these boat shoes now. I think I look pretty good in them. She told me I can't wear socks anymore with them, though. What? I don't need spray cheese, Chris. I'll get one of those like cloth type shirts and I'll button it way down so I'm showing my chest. It pays to advertise. And I'll put on some boat shoes and I'll say, "Hi, my name's Aiden. I'm in finance." I mean, that sounds very fancy, Chris. I can see me in a yacht club like tomorrow. Yacht Club Jesse. Ahoy! I'll walk in and say that and everyone will think I'm part of them. It'll be wonderful. All right. We have one segment left. I have to get to headlines I didn't get to. I also didn't get to some emails. I might try to mix both those two things. I might try to merge those worlds like only a radio master can, Chris. All right? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We have a bunch to get to, and apparently I really wasted a lot of time on the show tonight because we only have one more segment to do it. So let's just get all the housekeeping out of the way now. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I need you to email them in right now. Not tomorrow, right now. To jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to have a blast tomorrow. That's one. Two, we are going to have even fewer guests in the future than we've had before. Just decided. Look, it's not that I'm never going to have guests on. Some guests I love. Just decided what the show really needs is me, Chris. Chris? That's what the show really needs. Oh, also, you. Take a minute and go to preparewithjessekelly.com. You can do it on your phone. I'll do it with you. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll do this together. What you're going to see there is My Patriot Supply partnering with us on the show to offer 3-month emergency food kits for $250 off. That's the second best part. The first best part of it is right when you log in, you can see my face. What, Chris? There's a great picture of me. That's a very flattering picture of me right there at preparewithjessekelly.com. You can even do it on your phone. They haven't offered a deal like this for 3 years. $250 off an emergency food supply for yourself. Everyone in your family needs a 3-month food kit. If you're alone, just buy one. You don't have to overdo it. But if it's two, you buy two, and so on and so forth. Preparewithjessekelly.com, all right? Make sure you guys don't freaking starve to death if these people ruin us all. Which, I mean, there's a good chance they're going to ruin us all. All right, first, let's do this one.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Emails!
We didn't get to.
Oracle. It was beaten into me from a very early age that calling people names was impolite, unchristian, and beneath me. Unfortunately, that philosophy has served me poorly, along with all my fellow conservatives who were raised with the same values. The nasty and demonic Dems have employed the tactic masterfully and continue to accelerate their attacks more and more every day to great effect against us. But where Trump has used the tactic, he has landed some pretty solid blows, even calling Fetterman freak show Fetterman. Even though it goes against the grain of the early value system I was taught, I believe we should look for opportunities to get as nasty as they are, if not nastier. Listen, I'm never going to tell you how to Christian, that's for sure, because I don't have any idea how to do it. But I am going to tell you this. American Christianity in 2022. American, hey, Jesus is my homeboy. Turn the other cheek, guys. That's not the history of Christianity. If your Christianity argues that you shouldn't take bold steps to stop, oh, I don't know, child mutilation from taking over your society as they dance for gay people at drag shows, if your Christianity prevents you from speaking out boldly against that and labeling that as what it is, I would suggest, look, again, there's no judgment here. You never get any judgment from me. I'd suggest maybe you should do just a little bit more reading. No. Maybe try a little bit of the Old Testament. Chris, that's not a problem for you. Semper Fi, brother. I have been a domestic terrorist since I returned from Iraq in 2009. That's when the WhiteHouse.gov had the profile of a domestic terrorist up. I forgot when they labeled returning veterans. This was under Obama, Chris. Obama's people labeled returning veterans potential domestic terrorists. I remember because so many of my buddies were just outraged over the whole thing. Anyway, as a patriotic American, I sent them an email letting them know I fit their profile. I'm a Second Amendment exercising pro-life Catholic war veteran, and I just can't be trusted by the country I swore to defend for 22 years. Oh yeah, what makes me even more dangerous is I've actually read the Constitution. The communist is just doing more of the same. I don't have enough duct tape to wrap around my head to keep it from exploding. You can say my name. He says, stay hard, devil dog. His name is James. Semper Fi, my brother. All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Anger at plans to roll back COVID vaccines to under 11s in England. Here's a reminder that even quasi-socialist European nations, they're not vaccinating their children. Here in the United States of America, the stated policy of the country is we're still pushing that on our children. Did you ever see the day where we are further left and further down the toilet than Europe? Oh, that hurts. California Teachers Union conducted research on parent groups that wanted to reopen schools. Don't think that your communists are different than the communists of the past. Communists believe in attacking their enemies. I've told you this story before. I'll tell you it again real quick. I, of course, one of the various times I made the communists mad, I remember people kept sending me these things. This was years ago. Don't worry. I'm at a totally different place now, but I had made them so angry. This is before I was even on radio, but I made them so angry for something I'd done online that older ones, they look like just normal people, like school ladies and dudes in their 60s and 70s. Their first reaction to the anger was, what's his address? Hey, let's get his home address. Violence for these people, or promoting violence, or giving tacit approval to violence, it just comes as second nature to them. It's what they do. It's how they've always operated. When you with a value system, you can't relate to somebody who doesn't have one at all. They don't have one. City Hall finds possible presence of Legionella bacteria in New York City's water. That doesn't sound good. We are truly under siege. Idaho sheriff issues stark warning about deadly rainbow fentanyl targeting kids. Yes, they're making these things look like those wonderful little Flintstone vitamins. Keep in mind out there, there is danger. There is danger. Educate your kids about this fentanyl stuff, man. They are putting this stuff in pills. It is really, really dark. I've told my sons they're not allowed to have a Tylenol from their buddy unless he watched their parents get it out of the bottle. It's that serious. Judge's order exposes FBI sloppiness, excessive evidence collection at Trump's home. There's a reason it's been a couple weeks now and you still don't know exactly what they found. It's because they didn't find anything. If they found anything horrible, they would have immediately leaked the specifics of it to the press. But instead, they just have leaked. It's classified. Potential national security. Just a bunch of what ifs and maybes. Why? They didn't find anything. They really raided Trump's home just because it was Trump. That is such a horrific violation of justice in this country. And people do not seem to understand how far gone we just might be. Man sentenced as a 15-year-old, freed from jail 41 years later. Man, I'm not one of these soft-on-crime guys, but that seems a little long for armed robbery at 15, doesn't it? Fat Leonard escapes weeks before sentencing in Navy bribery scandal. I don't know who Fat Leonard is. I only chose to do this. He's a Malaysian defense contractor, by the way. I don't know his real name. I only chose to read this because, wow, that's a great nickname. I wonder if that hurts him a little bit whenever he hears Fat Leonard. Blinken makes surprise visit to Kyiv. I used to call it Kiev, to announce $2 billion in military aid for Ukraine and Europe. My word. All right. Tomorrow, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Email your questions in. Ask me anything. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.